Abbott's John Frels, Vice President for Diagnostics Research and Development, discusses how the company's innovations are changing health technology around the world.
We close holes in people's hearts. We eliminate finger sticks for people with diabetes. We identify viruses that could threaten the next pandemic. I've got a front row seat into the innovation that's going on, and it is a very exciting time to be here.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And if you're wondering why it still feels like Facebook is tracking you, that's a good question. And the journalist Katie Binley has been looking into this. She explains that our ability to control Facebook ad tracking is quite limited, and that much of what Facebook claims should come with lengthy footnotes. We'll explain after these tech headlines. Amazon is starting to let brand owners delete listings on its site for products they deem fake, marking a sharp shift in its struggle to fight counterfeiters. Ceding some of its responsibility to other companies, Amazon said on Thursday it will launch a new anti-counterfeiting program called Project Zero. It says it would better protect brands from scammers by letting them designate listings for removal, rather than going through the cumbersome reporting process with Amazon. As part of Project Zero, Amazon also is including a tool that generates a unique code for each product unit that the brand can print onto existing packaging or attach onto items using a sticker, ensuring authenticity when it enters an Amazon warehouse. A company spokesperson said Project Zero is absolutely about stopping counterfeit and that it would closely monitor brands' use of the system to ensure they don't abuse it. As of now, the program is invitation only to start and will expand gradually. Uber and Lyft are planning to give some drivers the chance to take part in their initial public offerings, a rare move that would grant them access to two of the most hotly anticipated IPOs ever. Both companies will include programs that would give some of their most active or longest-serving drivers a cash reward with an option to put it towards stock in the IPOs. For eligible drivers, getting Uber or Lyft shares at an IPO price could be a big win. The IPOs are expected to be two of the hottest in what could be one of the biggest years for initial public offerings. Two companies have been racing to go public, but Lyft will likely arrive there first and be the initial major test of how public investors value the ride-hailing industry. And as for the self-driving car industry, here's a new deal. Daimler is teaming up with BMW, two of the world's biggest manufacturers of high-end vehicles, incidentally, to go in big on self-driving car tech. They will jointly develop self-driving vehicle technology for highway driving and self-parking applications, key features that are expected to be high in demand by the premium car makers' well-heeled customers. Coming up, when it comes to Facebook, why it still feels like you're being watched. Or at least tracked. A status check of your privacy controls and what you need to know after this.
Abbott's John Frels, Vice President for Diagnostics Research and Development, discusses how the company's innovations are changing health technology around the world.
We close holes in people's hearts. We eliminate finger sticks for people with diabetes. We identify viruses that could threaten the next pandemic. I've got a front row seat into the innovation that's going on, and it is a very exciting time to be here.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
As the Wall Street Journal's Katie Binley writes, Facebook has spent the better part of the year telling users, Congress, that we're in charge of our own personal data and the ads that we see. Facebook has streamlined its privacy settings, shared more details about how data is used, and even highlighted how its ad controls work. So if we take advantage of all these privacy controls, it still shouldn't feel as if Facebook is spying on us, right? No. Here to explain why is the Wall Street Journal's Katie Binley. It's a little bit more complicated as these things are. Katie, one would think that with all the scrutiny Facebook is under for sharing personal data, we might feel like, okay, maybe Facebook will back off. Ads will stop following me in my sleep. Not happening. And you concluded this by way of your own experiment. You made it so you couldn't get tracked, basically, or so you thought. But how did this start to play out once you started to test this out for yourself?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess for starters, I would say there's kind of no such thing as opting out of being tracked entirely.
Okay.
There are a set of different controls that you can, you know, enable that will minimize it. But what I learned is basically how limited it can be. So I turned off location tracking for Facebook and Instagram. I also enabled what's called limit ad tracking on my iPhone, which is just a setting within iOS. And then there's this other tool within Facebook that is known as the Data Partners tool. And what that does is stops you from seeing ads that are tied to Facebook's pixel, which is on tons and tons of websites that sort of follow you around the internet effectively. And then it also controls whether or not you see stuff based on like app activity for apps that have Facebook's SDK on it.
Right. So what did you come to learn? There were some interesting things that were brought to light in your experiment that, you know, is worth noting if there are people out there, and there are, that think they aren't being tracked.
So what I learned is that basically there are a bunch of players in this digital advertising and mobile advertising game, and that it's very difficult to untangle why you saw an ad. Nobody is especially interested in saying like, hey, yeah, I'm the one who, you know, gave you this highly targeted thing, and here's how I did it. I mean, I had, like I said, had this setting enabled that's supposed to make it so I don't see ads tied to my browsing history, but I felt like I was seeing ads that resembled my browsing history. And, you know, Facebook assured me like our tool works. So in some cases, this is going to be, you know, they're going to be chalked up to like a coincidence.
So ultimately, as you do, you did the homework for us, and there are specific things we might not know about Facebook's targeting practices. So let's just go through them. Turning off location services, for example, doesn't stop Facebook from targeting your location. What do we need to know specifically?
So basically, you just need to know that with location services disabled, what that means is that you're not sending your precise GPS location to Facebook. But what they do is attempt to understand your location through other ways. So that might be your home city listed in your profile, but it also might be the IP address that you're using. And while IP addresses are like loosely tied to geography, they could have a fairly good idea of where you are. They did confirm to me that they limit the ad targeting that they do based on location services for people who have it turned off to the zip code level. So you shouldn't see an ad that's tied to, you know, having walked into a store, which happened to me. That apparently was a coincidence, but you will see ads that are, you know, that are as localized as your zip code.
Gotcha. And to that, why I'm seeing an ad doesn't explain why you're seeing an ad. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, a good illustration of this is that if you click on it, it might say something like, you know, a company is trying to reach, you know, people who are over the age of 20 and live in the United States. And it's like, well, that's a lot of people. Other times you might see that you're seeing the ad because you resemble the company's existing customers that they're trying to reach.
Right.
But what it wouldn't explain to you is like, well, why did you put me in this lookalike audience in the first place? Like what activities have led to my being placed in that bucket in the first place? They did tell me that they're planning to make updates to these tools and to bring some of their ad transparency features to Instagram, which is, you know, should be interesting. And I'm, you know, definitely eager to check them out once they're here.
Same. Yeah. I'm interested to hear about what you find out. Yeah. So lastly, you might see ads based on activity outside of Facebook, even if you opt out of seeing ads based on activity outside of Facebook. Important to note.
Yeah, so this one gets a little tricky because it has a lot to do with how advertisers can run different types of campaigns on Facebook. So one of the things they can do is run what's called like a customer list campaign, or sometimes they'll call it a customer file. And what they do is they upload information about their customers that they want to reach, and they'll use certain identifying information like maybe your email or your phone number or your mobile advertising ID, and then they want to reach you on Facebook. But one thing is like Facebook can't control, you know, how advertisers are collecting this information in the first place, if that makes sense. So you know, Facebook's tool says we won't, you know, you won't see ads that are tied to like your purchase history, for example. But what that pertains to is companies that are directly uploading sales data to Facebook and saying we want to target these people. But it wouldn't cover, say, if I, you know, spent money at a store and in the process they had got my email or my phone number and then they made a list of people who say shopped in their store in the last 30 days who they wanted to retarget. What they would do is just make a list of those people on their own and then upload that list to Facebook, and Facebook wouldn't have a way of knowing like, oh, the reason that they, you know, made this list is because these are people who are, you know, who recently shopped there, for example. So there's just kind of there's nuance to these tools, really, mm-hmm. is what it is.
It's very involved, and thank you again for doing all the dirty work. It's all at whda.com/tech. Check it out. Katie, thank you so much as always.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for the tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.